Well, in today's gospel reading, it's kind of interesting that Jesus has given us practically the whole introduction to the Holy Spirit. And then when he gets to the final part of this discourse, he then tells the disciples about his passion and his resurrection shortly thereafter. So, you know, he's been kind of predicting this whole time, you know, that don't worry, when I go, there's going to be the Holy Spirit. And of course, the apostles are not thinking that when I go means it's going to be imminently. So Jesus kind of gives them the word first about the Holy Spirit and how the Holy Spirit's going to work, all the things we talked about yesterday. And then finally, of course, when he gets to the end of this, he says, well, here's some bad news. In a little while, I'm going to go. In other words, this Holy Spirit's not just going to come, you know, 30 years from now. This is going to happen quite soon that I'm going away. And of course, you're kind of shocked, but in a little while, in other words, shortly thereafter, I'm going to return again. So you'll see me again, i.e. in the resurrection and the resurrection into glory. And of course, you know, this is kind of this victory, you know, that Jesus is telling them. But he's forewarning them that there's going to be, you're going to feel really abandoned. And you're really going to be tormented while the world rejoices. It's going to be a short time, but nevertheless, you are going to be extremely dark and saddened. Don't worry. In a little while, you're going to rejoice because I'm going to come back to you in glory. So now we finally kind of have the end result of what's going, you know, of what Jesus has been talking about. What Jesus doesn't say in the discourse is that after the resurrection, he's going away again. And that's when the Holy Spirit is going to come. And of course, the Holy Spirit is going to work, you know, in the hearts and in the minds of the new church community. And of course, what he doesn't explain, but will explain later, is that the reason he's going away is so that he, in his glorified body, can become now, the as it were, the unity of the whole mystical body of the church that he is going to institute through Peter. So that's why he's got to go away again. And of course, you know, the apostles are completely confused. You know, they've been given the word that Peter is the one. They've been given the word that there's going to be a church. Now they're being told that it's going to be very, very quickly. You know, he's going to disappear. You know, you're going to be, you know, in the darkness. You're going to be saddened. Then he's going to come back again. And then, of course, there's going to be this period of the Holy Spirit. Now, of course, the question that's going to occur to the apostles right away is, well, wait a minute. Why do you have to go again? I mean, if you're coming back, I mean, you know, why can't you just stay with us? You know, the old Peter thing, you know, Lord, it's great for us to be here. We'll just build three booths right on top of the mountain here. We can live here and we don't have to go anywhere. And of course, Jesus goes, no, it can't work like that because I'm going to be the mediating unity for the entire church, the mystical body of me. I'm going to be the mediating unity for this new reality called the kingdom on earth, the church, and that is leading literally now to the kingdom that will be the fullness of the kingdom in heaven. I'm going to be the mediating unity between me and the Trinity and me with you. I'm going to take this place as this mystical unity, right, that is going to become my new body, not just my corporeal body, not just my risen body, but now my body completely transformed in glory, which becomes the mediating unity, to course through every one of your veins. I'll be with you. I'll be with you when you are in the church. I'll be with you when the church is in you. I'll be with you in the Holy Eucharist, and I'll be with you through the Holy Spirit. And the Holy Spirit will give you all the charisms and the guidance and the protection that you're going to need so that you can stay within the body. And the body, my body, will protect you, because it won't be just any ordinary substrate that will unify you. It will be me. It will be my resurrected body. It will be my body given over for you in love. It'll be my body given over for you in unconditional love. And there can be no better unity than this. I'm the vine, you're the branches. Everything's going to change. Now you're going to become part of me, and I'm going to be part of you. But that can't happen unless I go away after the resurrection, unless I ascend into my exalted state with the Father. And of course, in that exalted state, mediate you in that exaltation through my divinity to the Trinity itself. And that's the mystery, which of course is awaiting, as it were, the revelation. Now it's interesting, you know, because in the ascension, this is, when we celebrate the ascension, we're celebrating the exaltation of Jesus. And of course, the exaltation of Jesus is not just his glorification, though it is that, but it's the glorification of his humanity. Yes, it is that, but it's the glorification of his humanity which enables him to mediate all of us, right? To be the central core unity for all of us, to have him coursing through us and us coursing through him, so that everything we are in our totality in the church will be mediated up to the Trinity itself. I mean, this is the grand mystery of the ascension we'll celebrate here in California on Sunday. But it is the one question left hanging at the end of this discourse with John. So why do you have to leave again? So that we can all be mediated to the Trinity, my divine life, through me, with me, forever. Amen.